Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today we will discuss the Halachas of Yom Kippur and the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. So, the Mechaber Paskes in Tofresh Ches, that it's a mitzvah min haTorah to have Moisif Mechoil al HaKodesh, that you should extend Yom Kippur a little bit by the beginning and a little bit at the end. So you should stop eating a little bit before Bein HaShemashos, which by us starts from Shkia. So a person should be careful to be Mechabel and stop eating and Mechabel the Inuyim already from a little bit before Shkia, in order to be miyotze this mitzvah d'araisa of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And this is the gay before Yom Kippur and after Yom Kippur. Also, that's why Allah and the Tosefes Yom Kippurim afterwards. And Noshim HaChayiv and Tosefes Yom Kippurim as well. Now the Shulchan Aruch Paskes in Tofrei Shur Aleph, Yom HaKippurim Leiloi K'yom El Chodava. Yom Kippur, the night and day are the same thing. Umahim Hadvarim Asurim Boi. What are the things that are usher on Yom Kippur? Melacha, you can't do work. Achila, ushasiya, you can't eat or drink. Rechitza, washing yourself. Sicha, smearing yourself. Nilas, a sandal, wearing shoes. And Tashvish Amita. These are all the Inuyim that are usher on Yom Kippur. And the Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Chiyuv Karis Ela Melacha, Achila, Vashiya. The Chiyuv Karis is only on the Melacha, doing Melacha on Yom Kippur, and or eating and drinking. The other Inuyim, there's no Chiyuv Karis. But most Rishonim hold that even though there's no Chiyuv Karis, there is an Isser de Araisa. The other Inuyim are also Osama de Araisa. There are some Rishonim who hold that Osama de Rabbanan. But the Mishbrua says, Yishim Machmir, that it's a de Araisa. What's an Afkamina? If there's a Safik, you have to go to Chumra. The Mishbrua brings down, Yesh Ayim Mishayin and Elon de Rabbanan, Kroyas Macht Ba'amon, and no. When Afkamina la Inyan is a Safik, Vil Ulamaisa Royal Achmir. The Mishbrua says, Yishim Machmir to assume that the Inuyim on Yom Kippur are the Araisa, even the other Inuyim, not only Achila Ushasiya. Now, which malacha is also on Yom Kippur? Any malacha that's also due on Shabbos is also on Yom Kippur. Just like you can't cook on Shabbos, you can't cook on Yom Kippur. Just like you can't carry on Shabbos, you cannot carry on Yom Kippur. So all the dinim of Shabbos are applied to Yom Kippur. The only difference is that the einish is not skila, the einish is karis. But all the halachas apply, all the things that are also due on Shabbos are also due on Yom Kippur. All the malachas, all muksa, all those things are also equally Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Now the halacha is that one of the inuyim are rechitza. They're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskes in Tof Reish Yud Gimel, he says also lichor to be Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. Be mecham and be mitzaynin. Say cold water, say hot water. Vafilu lahoishet etzboi b'mayim aser. Even to stick a finger into water is aser. But the Mechaber says mhoyu yado v'iraglo v'ishar gufa meluchachem v'tit v'tzaya. If your body was dirty with mud or with tzaya, or you should not have dam mechaitmoy, or some blood dripped on you, mutal areichtsam, then you're allowed to wash it. Shli osrel rechitza shel tainuk. That's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. It's only osrel rechitza shel tainuk. But if to remove the dirt, then it is mutter to wash yourself. The Mishbura brings down a shayla. What about if someone's sweating a lot? Is that considered dirt? And he says, l'maisi yishvi machmir, it's not so poshut that zeya is considered dirt, and that would not be mutter to wash off on Yom Kippur. So the halacha is that anytime it's not rechitza shel tainuk, if it's for dirt, then it's mutter to wash yourself for that on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the lashon of the Kibbutz halachas is like this: Misha darkei tamid lirchitz pia tabas ksas kishma kneach atzmai mutter lasis kem Yom Kippurim. Someone uses a bidet after the bathroom, will be mutter to use that bidet on Yom Kippur because that's considered washing yourself from tzoya, and therefore that will be mutter to do on Yom Kippurim. Now the Shulchan Aruch and Tof Reish Yud Gimel Sif Beis paskins like this: Noita Odom Yodov Shachris. You're allowed to wash Negavas in the morning. Mevarach Al Tiyos Adayim, and you break the bracha Al Tiyos Adayim. Vizar Shleitol El Ad Soif Kisher Etzbaisav. Be careful not to wash your hands only until your knuckles. That's usually Pashut Taich Kisher Etzbaisav. I saw some say it means Taich means the place where your fingers meet your palm of your hand, but Pashut Kisher Etzbaisav means your knuckles. You're allowed to wash until your knuckles. Just have a kavana, just take the ruach ra. And Mizburu explains, they let her wash your hands three times in each hand. Why? Because that's because of that. You can't touch your mouth, your eyes, your ears, because it's sakana. And therefore, it's not worse than being mluchav tit. And therefore, you're allowed to wash negavasa at least until your knuckles. You're allowed to wash negavasa three times on each hand. But he says, have a pun of leirchitz klal, but don't wash your face at all. Now the shaila is, there are some who have the minig, and Mishbura brings down this minig from the Gra already in Chelik Aleph. He brings down that on a regular day, they wash four times in each hand a negel vaser. And the reason is to take off the tamidig of water off your hand. And the shaila is, it's a mutter to do this on Yom Kippur. So it's a big shaila in the Paiskim, and most Paiskim say you cannot. You should only do three times on each hand. That's how Rabbi Felder paskins, Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins like that, and then Medayik and Mishbrua like that. Mishbrua says, Kedaka b'chal hashana, shalosh pamim. Even though Mishbrua knows that some people do four times on each hand, he still says shalosh pamim, so it sounds like that you only could do it three times in each hand. But I saw in the Dir Shum Mishbrua, they bring down from the Archos Rabbeinu, that the Chazinish said, says, Das Chazinish, that mutal elitel ka'kach, gam Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do four times in each hand. So it's a shayla, this is what to be Saimachan. Now, the halacha is, if someone went to the bathroom, that's a halacha on Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, and hitel mayim, if someone went to the bathroom, v'shif shif b'yodo y'osa tzrachov, v'kinech mutal l'rchot, tal liyodayim l'chlochos. And the Mishbrua is medayik, that it sounds like that you're only allowed to wash your hands if your hands got dirty, or if you touched the mokim mechusim. You touched places that make your hands tummy. But if you just went to the bathroom, ketanim, matl mayim, and you didn't actually touch anything, so then it sounds like you cannot wash your hands. So the Mishbrua is mechalik between night and day. It says by night, since it's a machloikis, so therefore you should make sure either to touch the mokim mechusim or to be meshafshef, that means to wipe off the meraglayim off your clothing, and then you could wash your hands at night. By day, he says, you always could wash your hands, because by day, since you're going back into davening, so it comes to tefillah, and you're coming out of the bathroom to go daven, so then you always could wash your hands. And again, you should only wash your hands until kishrei etzbeisav, until your knuckles. Now, let's say a person is usually washes his hands three times on each hand when he comes out of the bathroom, because he's makbid on ruach ra. So the Paiskim say again here also, you only should wash one time on each hand. That's how Rabbi Felder and the Kavitz Halachas and Rabbi Yashiv all paskin that way. They say you should only wash once on each hand. But I saw in the Matta Ephraim that it says like this: Vanoig b'chal shana litol yodai yodav achay tziyos v'sekisei shalish pa'amim yochol litol gama yoyim kedarkoi amukom akum litol rak ad kishri etzbeisav. So the Matta Ephraim does allow those who wash their hands three times every time they come out of the bathroom, they'll be mutter to do it on Yom Kippur also. But if someone doesn't usually do that, he should taka only wash once on each hand. Now, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet says, Oslo kaneach pono b'mayim. He says, you're not allowed to wash your face with water. We mentioned a little before. You're not allowed to wash your face with water on Yom Kippur morning. V'noyigin l'hachmer afil b'istinus. She'ein daiti m'sheves alav. The minhag is that you're machmir, even if it's not daiti m'sheves alav. He says, that's what the Ramah says, because M'chavis says, istus v'mutter. So, ha'gov no'gov zel l'hachmer, that you should not wash your face, even if you're istus. V'afil b'rchitza seinayim, she'iksas refua, nogu l'hachmer. Even to wash your eyes, Zok the Ramah, you should not wash your face or your eyes, even for your istinus. The Ramah says you should be machmer and not wash your face or your eyes on Yom Kippur morning. So if someone has things over his eyes and he's not comfortable, what he could do is, after he washes Negavasser, while his hands are still wet, he could put it over his eyes, and that's fine. Because the Mishbrua did bring down that if he's very uncomfortable, he could make his finger a little wet and put it over his eyes. So here, if you wash your hands and your hands are a little wet, then you can put it over your eyes, that would be fine. Now the Ramah adds on, V'asa lirchot's piv b'yom kippurim. You also cannot wash out your mouth in Yom Kippur. And what's the reason? Mishbrua says the reason is, Shema yivla ksas b'groinoi. He might swallow some of it. I saw others say it's maybe Issa Rechitza also, putting water into your mouth, like Issa Rechitza. So Ramah says, you're not allowed to wash out your mouth in Yom Kippur, because you might swallow some. And the Matta Ephraim says, V'asa lirchot's piv b'yom kippurim k'moshes bar v'sim tovkov samaches, sh'afil b'chol tanesiba asr, v'mekoshken b'yom kippurim. Then he says, the Matta Ephraim, Phil Lurcha says, Piv, Bedova Shein Toilish Siach, and Chaimitz. Even to wash your mouth out with vinegar is Aser. And the Chut Shani says, they see here, even mouthwash would be Aser. So even to mouthwash on Yom Kippur is Aser to do. You can't wash your mouth out, not with water, and not with mouthwash. You should not do that on Yom Kippur. The Shevet Levi says, if you have a Chayli, if you have something wrong in your mouth, if you have some kind of, you're sick with something in your mouth, some kind of infection, then you can wash your mouth out with Listerine or something. But if it's just to make yourself more comfortable, it's also to do on Yom Kippur. That's how it's mashma and the Mishbrua and the Matta Ephraim. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes like this in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. This is in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. He says, Ublias HaRoik Ein Zeh Klum. That's in Hilchos Tainis, that Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. He says, Ublias HaRoik Ein Zeh Klum. Swallowing spit is nothing. V'afil B'yom Kippurim. V'ef Sheklav Oif Anache says, the Moikin Nistarach Lamoy V'lorik Kol Yom Kuloi. We'd have to sit there spitting the whole day. David says it's nothing. But I saw what Shmuel Kamenetsky says, you should be mechav not to, don't be nena from it. Don't try to have enough from the spit, but you don't have to spit the whole day. It's not a problem to swallow some saliva by mistake. That's not a problem. Now, we'll end with this. That we know it's the Issa Sicha. The Issa Sicha on Yom HaKippurim. You can't smear yourself or anything. Even Miksas Gufay. So what's the halacha with deodorant in Yom Kippur? So I saw for most Paiskim they say you should not use deodorant or perfume on Yom Kippur. That's the most Paiskim say. I saw like that in the Kavitz Halachas. I saw the Sefer Ma'adim Kel Chosam. Page Kuf Mem Gimel brings down from a lot of Paiskim. They now use deodorant on Yom Kippur. But I did see in the Sefer of Rabbi Felder, Shira Halacha, that he is mat there to use spray deodorant on Yom Kippur. He is mat there, but since Rei Paiskim Aser, it should not be done only B'Shas Adcha.